as I've been helping people around the world overcome their symptoms, I've noticed that this tool that I'm going to share with you in this video can be very profound if you do it correctly. I'm specifically talking about something called visualization. What I'm going to share with you in this video is how to use visualization to help you on the healing journey. The truth is that I've seen people on the healing journey, and as they're utilizing the blueprints, they start to make progress. But because they've been so identified with having anxiety, subconsciously, they'll end up sabotaging their healing. They'll go back into old patterns, old beliefs. And so I want to show you and help you utilize visualization to help supplement the desensitization blueprint and what we teach in this program. You and I both know the power of the mind. Look at how the mind can create such intense panic attacks, how it's creating such intense physical symptoms, even though there isn't anything physically wrong, how it can catastrophize, how it can make you overthink, how it can prevent you from going to sleep. You see that if your mind is not on your side, and if your mind is in this survival mode, it can make life incredibly miserable. But imagine if we could shift it where the mind is also working for you. Now, as you're desensitizing your nervous system, I'm going to be giving you this tool for visualization that's going to help your mind work for you. Now, if you don't know what visualization is utilizing your imagination to create visual imagery and scenarios in your mind. Now, I was dismissive of this because the idea of imagining healing sounded too fairy tale and too silly. I had so many people tell me that my symptoms were imaginary, that I was just imagining my symptoms. At least that's what it felt like when they said this was all in my head. For me to think that the way out of this was also imagining I was better, it just didn't make sense. And so I tried visualization when I was struggling. And the truth is that it didn't work, and I abandoned it. And the second truth is that I managed to recover without using visualization techniques, without using breathing techniques, without using grounding techniques or coping crutches or breathing exercises. So if I haven't utilized those things and I still managed to recover, why am I sharing this with you? Well, like I mentioned, you don't need these things to recover. The blueprints, this program will show you how to overcome your symptoms. But visualization, I found after helping people for years, when it's utilized effectively, can really help. Now, when you do visualizations, you're not going to feel the benefits right away. That's why it's so easy to dismiss it. But what's happening is that it's helping you rewire your identity, your thought patterns, your beliefs behind the scenes. It's almost under the hood. So I'm going to share with you how to utilize it correctly, letting go of this idea of manifestation and all these things. There is some truth to that, but whether you believe it or not, that doesn't matter. This isn't a philosophy. This is utilizing the principles of recovery. Now look, you and I both know this. Your nervous system doesn't know what's a real threat or what's not, right? Have you ever been able to think yourself into a panic attack? There was no threat. There was nothing going on. You could even notice that you go into these what-if spirals that can create such discomfort, can create such intense symptoms, but there was nothing physically wrong. The truth is that your nervous system, especially in a sensitized state, doesn't know what's a real threat and what's an imagined threat. So you could even have intense symptoms and be responding like a tiger's coming to get you, even though there's nothing like that. You can be having physical symptoms. You can be having intrusive thoughts. You can be feeling disconnected. You can be having panic attacks, and yet you're completely safe. And what's happened is that you're interpreting these symptoms as dangerous, and so your nervous system is going into panic mode. But the truth is, your nervous system doesn't know what's a real threat and what's not. But you can also use that on the flip side. Your nervous system doesn't know if you've healed or if you've not. It looks at you for that. And so visualization, what it does is that it helps your nervous system become comfortable with the concept of being healed, with being okay, with letting go of this identity of anxiety, with learning to live normally and developing the confidence and having the clarity to live life and having the groundedness that no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. Visualization is great to begin experiencing that so that as you're making progress, Recovery feels familiar. Coming out of something like this, that's such a big life transformation, it's hard to know who are you by the end of this. You might be letting go of certain things that feel familiar to you, and now you're going into a part of your life and an identity which you might be a little bit unsure about. You don't know what to expect. Visualization is going to help you with that aspect. This visualization practice takes 10 minutes. I would recommend every day do this for 10 minutes and add a bonus 5 minutes at the end. And I'm going to share with you exactly how to do this. We're going to do a visualization together. Remember, when you do this in the morning, do the visualization and then carry on with responding to your anxiety and living your life. So find a comfortable seat, relax, close your eyes, and take a deep breath through your nose. Hold it gently. And exhale slowly through your mouth. Let's do it again. Breathe in deeply, filling your lungs with calm. And as you exhale, release any tension you're holding in your body. Now, I want you to imagine a future version of you, living fully and freely. Picture the version of you who feels completely confident and in control. This is the version of you who has overcome their anxiety symptoms, who wakes up each day with clarity, energy, and purpose. See yourself standing tall with a sense of calm radiating from you, and notice how your shoulders are relaxed, your posture is confident, and your face carries a soft, natural smile. You feel good about yourself. Deeply connected to who you are. Now let's talk through a typical day in this future life. Imagine waking up in the morning feeling refreshed, no morning anxiety, just ready to embrace the day. You breathe in deeply and feel a sense of gratitude and excitement. Picture yourself doing the things you're passionate about, whether it's working on a creative project, enjoying time with loved ones, pursuing your career, or traveling to a place you've always wanted to visit. You move through your day with ease, feeling fully present, free from fear or hesitation. You're engaging in activities that bring you joy, laughing freely, and feeling proud of how far you've come. Notice how every step you take feels grounded and purposeful. What do you see in this version of your life? Notice the vibrant colors, the people around you, and the environment you're in. Maybe it's a sunny park, a cozy room, or a bustling cafe. What do you hear? The laughter of friends, the sound of nature, or maybe the soothing quiet of your own space. What do you feel? The warmth of the sun on your skin, the breeze on your face, or the comforting texture of your favorite clothes? What do you smell? Freshly brewed coffee, the scent of flowers, or the crisp, clean air of a beautiful morning? Let yourself be fully immersed in this experience. Tune into the emotions that come with this life. Feel the confidence that radiates from within you, the certainty that you're on the right path, and the joy of living life on your terms. Feel the excitement as you plan for your future, knowing that you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Look at how you've managed to overcome your anxiety. If you can overcome that, you can trust yourself fully. You're not weighed down by overthinking or fear. You're light, free, and focused on what truly matters. Let these emotions grow stronger, filling every cell in your body. In this moment, remind yourself, I am confident. I trust myself completely. I am free to live the life I love. I am capable of handling anything that comes my way. My future is bright, and I'm excited to see what's ahead. Feel these affirmations sinking in, becoming a part of who you are. Picture yourself doing something you've always wanted to do, but you felt held back by anxiety. Maybe it's speaking confidently in front of a group, traveling to a new place, or pursuing a passion project. See yourself doing that effortlessly, with excitement, with courage. And notice how good it feels to take action, to break free from hesitation, and to fully embrace life. Take another moment to anchor this feeling of freedom, confidence, and clarity in your body. Maybe you feel a warmth in your chest, a lightness in your step, or a calm steadiness in your breath. Whenever you need this reminder of this version of yourself, you can return to this feeling. It's always within you, ready to guide you. So take moments and just feel this feeling. Feel what it's like. And when your visualization is at its peak, where you are visualizing everything exactly, let go of the image and just focus on the feeling. The truth is that this image you have might not be your best outcome. Your outcome might be even bigger than this. So let the universe figure out the details. All you need to do is just hold on to this feeling. As you're doing this visualization, take 5 minutes after and focus on having gratitude. Focus on what you're grateful for. The truth is this, even when you recover, your mind is going to be looking for the next thing. It's going to be looking for the next thing to keep you happy, the next thing that's going to make you happy. The mind is designed that way. It's always there to seek. It's always there to strive. And that's okay. But it's also important to realize what you have in this moment. If you're going to strive, don't sacrifice what you have right now. Even as I have recovered and my life has been so enriching and so fulfilling, I have such a great opportunity to help you, something I would have never thought. My goals for recovery were very basic. I just wanted to get better, live as normally as possible, and hope nobody knew I ever went through something like this. And it's given me so much. It gives me the opportunity of living such an amazing, fulfilling life. And it also gives me a chance to help you. This went beyond my visualization. This went beyond my perspective or what I've even dreamt of what's possible. And so just focus on the feeling and know that the outcomes for you might be even bigger. It might be even bigger than what you personally have dreamt of. Even your dreams might be limiting. And so all you need to do is focus on the feelings and learn to let go and have gratitude for what you have in this moment. There are other people out there, and you don't need me to tell you this, and I'm sure people have told you this, that would trade anything to have what you have. Even though you're looking for the next thing, you're striving, there's somebody that would be so happy with having exactly what you have right now. So take a moment and just focus on being grateful. And if you have trouble being grateful, that's an issue. So you need to learn to prime and teach your brain, teach your nervous system of looking at things half full as well, because that is reality. Reality is some things go your way, some things don't. You have to acknowledge both. If you want to be rooted in reality and not be on one side or the other, you don't want to be naive, but you also don't want to be pessimistic. You have to see reality for what it is, and you have to take some moments and be grateful for what you have right now. I hope this video helps. Do this visualization for 10 minutes in the morning and then let it go. Forget about it. Don't use it as a coping crutch. Just know that whatever it's doing, it's happening in the background. It's not happening from a conscious level. It's happening in a subconscious level. And just get familiar with the fact that you're healthy. You're fine. You're good. There's nothing wrong. That you're living a life where this whole thing is part of the past. And when your symptoms do come up, utilize the blueprint and then just keep moving forward. And recovery will be yours soon. Thanks for watching.